not like an adult. So the fact that it's a non-issue in kids, it literally is a non-issue in kids and babies, tells me that that isn't the priority here. The priority is the binding sites and the comorbidities. It's not immunocompromisation in this case.
So there's more of a risk to somebody with benign prostate issues than it is with somebody with like a lupus or a...
Well, particularly a lupus if they're taking hydroxy.
If they're taking hydroxychloroquinone, then they're pretty safe.
So let's talk about that for a minute. So let's talk a little bit about, you want to speak a little bit about that or maybe talk a little bit about hydroxychloroquine and zinc and some of the things that you think are effective in treating this?
Vitamin D.
Sure. Yeah. Vitamin D is a big one, actually. Keeping people inside is not good. Anyway, getting back to hydroxychloroquinone, let's think about what it treats or prophylactically treats and has for 70 years, right? Plasmodium falciparum. Plasmodium falciparum is a bacterium. However, it's not your typical bacterium.
It's malaria, right?
It's malaria, correct. Yeah. And the way it works, I'm going to go back to what you said about talking to the general audience and not losing my audience here. But basically, it's preventing the virus from entering into the cell. It blocks it the same way it would block Plasmodium falciparum from entering into the red cell. And then when you add on azithromycin is a macrolide antibiotic that has antiviral properties. It does have antiviral properties. So when you hear people say, you don't use an antibiotic for a virus, in general, that's true. Azithromycin's a little different. And when you are suffering from COVID-19 and you have the damage to the lungs, you're more apt to all of that opportunistic bacteria to also take hold. So it will ward off, you know, strep pneumo or any other kind of respiratory bacteria in addition to antiviral properties. So together, if taken at the right time, and that is key, you can't have a patient crashing on a vent and think that it's going to make a difference at that point.